G'day punters and welcome to Winning Post's preview podcast for the weekend of Saturday, August 13. John Barker and Carl Diorio joining you once again. Joel Marshall returning next week after his well-earned spell. Carl, exciting weekend of racing coming up, headed by the Group 2 back to Caulfield PB Lawrence Stakes. Not a bad addition either.
Yeah, a bit more depth to it than previous years. Last year's field just going through it. I mean, to give you a perspective, Smoking Joey was a $4.40 chance. This year he'll go around as a 25-1 chance. And there is that little bit more depth there. I'm interested to see the condition of the likes of Suavido, Jamaica and Set Square when they appear in the mounting yard. It was important to note that Mahuba, last time when it resumed in the Bletchingley, that it was $3 before it walked in the mounting yard and it was $8 once it left it. So very important to see how they parade.
Yes, indeed. Well, we'll get to the PB Lawrence Stakes in just a moment. We'll take you right through the black type at Caulfield, and we start in race five, the three-year-olds, three-year-old males, KS Environmental Vein Stakes, 1,100 metres, a Group 3 event. What did you like here?
Gone with five, Russian Revolution, unbeaten from two starts in Sydney. I thought the last start when it ran would contain plenty of merit. It was just way too good for Morton's Fork on that occasion. Son of Snitzel, drawn to get a lovely run in barrier four. I think it's the one to beat from six, RDD, to another horse that is unbeaten from two starts. Don't think there was any fluke about its last start win at Moonee Valley either. Third, I've put in number nine, Hardham. This horse is formerly trained by Peter Moody, now with Mick Price. Really liked the way it won on debut at Packenham. Think he'll be better over a touch further, 1,400 to a mile. He's a real Guineas type. And for fourth, I'll put in number four, Highland Beat.
And I'm with Russian Revolution 2, number 5, to beat RTD to Zanahari, the first starting full brother to Lord of the Sky, and Highland Beat for 4th, 5, 6, 10 and 4. Race 6 is the Winslow Group Stakes for the 3-year-old fillies, better known as the Quizette, also a Group 3 over 1,100.
I think Leon and Troy Corstens hold the key to this race. I've gone with 7 Modern Wonder on top, drawn to get a lovely run in barrier 5. I thought the De Quetville win was quite good. It beat a horse called Motown Lil on that occasion, an experienced two-year-old, and it just won quite effortlessly with a strong on-pace effort. The jump-out prior suggested she had the ability, and she's jumped out quite well leading into this race as well. So I've got her on top from the stablemate, number 13, Conscious. This horse is by So You Think. I think this horse is a bit more of a Guineas to slash Oaks type, but the only thing with Conscious is she does have a tendency to race a little bit keenly, so I'll be curious to see how she settles and relaxes early in her race. Third, well, now I think it gets a bit trickier. I've put in one, Concealer, and for fourth I've then put in number two, Sword of Light.
Well, with a lot of these resuming, we really don't know how they're going to come back as three-year-olds, and I've gone for one at any old odds who was impressive on debut. Obviously needs to step up a great deal in class here, and that's number 16, Miss Salinger, for Morgan and Whittison. I'm with Conscious, number 13, for second, and I've got Hot Dipped, number 5, for third, and 6, Selenia, for fourth. Main event is race 7, the Back to Caulfield PB Lawrence Stakes, 1,400 metres, standard weight for age, a Group 2 worth 200,000.
I've gone with Smokin' Joey, number 1, as my roughie of the meeting, and I just think he can run a really cheeky race here. I liked his Bletchingley Stakes run. He got back to last in a slowly run race. Lord the Sky ran the first 600. In 37 seconds, they really dashed home the last 600. And Smoking Joey was asked to sustain his run from before the 600. He came widest around the home turn. He was strong through the line. Only Fast and Rocking, who's a noted, you know, Group 1 sort of B-class sprinter, if you can put it that way, was quicker through the final 200 metres. He was strong through the line. 1,400 suits, second up suits. I see no shortage of leaders in this race. I think the Cleaner, Lord the Sky, go forward entirely. Platinum, Miss Rose DeLargo, even Mahuda can be up there. I don't think Lord the Sky will be dictating terms, and I think it might just set it up for a swooper like Jamaica and Smokin' Joey. So I've got Smokin' Joey ahead to beat Jamaica. Nothing wrong with her trial win on Monday. She's got a bit more talent than just a 2,000 to 2,400 metre plodding type. I think she'll be hitting the line hard. Third, number 11, Mahuda, has that tactical versatility to take the sit from barrier 5 and should be in the finish. And for fourth, I've put in number 14, Miss Rose DeLargo.
I'm with Mahuta here, unbeaten at 1400 metres, and is going to be suited by them running along a bit more than Lord of the Sky was in the Bletchingly. 12 Suavito for second has won a Group 1 of this Caulfield 1400 metres to begin the last two campaigns. 5 Entirely Platinum for third, and 1 Smoke and Joey for fourth. Race 8 is the last of the black type races at Caulfield on Saturday. It is the Lister Regal Roller Stakes, the listed Lister Regal Roller Stakes, for 4 years old and up over 1200 metres.
Good race. I've gone with 3 Girl Guide on top. She was unplaced first up in the search on Monash, but she ran home the quickest last 200 metres of the day. She was last at the 300. It was a very negative ride from Barrier 7 in the big field with the rail out 10 metres. Certainly everything against Girl Guide that day. The on paces stuck on, Wild Brain won the race. Girl Guide came widest in the straight and hit the line very solidly. So second up here, I think, can be a big improver from Barrier 1. Got it on top from number 9, Snoopy, whose two recent jump outs at Flemington have been awesome. Wherever Snoopy runs, whether it be Caulfield or Rosehill, I'm sure he'll be competitive. Third, I've put in number 6, Tadai Tondo, who gets a big weight swing on a few key rivals off the Bletchingly. The handicap conditions compared to the Waif Rage. And for fourth, number 1, Fast and Rocking.
Yes, Snoopy for me, assuming he is running here rather than Rosehill. To beat 2 Palantino, 3 Girl Guide, 1 Fast and Rocking. Snoopy, in fact, was my value bet on the program. Not a huge price, around about $6 or $7. My best, we've got marked at 320. Probably be a little bit surprised if it starts generous. And that's race 3, number 4, Like a Day.
My best bet is race 8, number 3, Girl Guide. My value bet is race 7, number 1, Smoke and Joey.
All right, Rosehill Gardens. There is a group race there. It sees the return of Capitalist. Well, which was scheduled for last week, of course, scratched with the heavy track. Only a soft track this time. Really, the heavy track was the only thing that I could see stopping Capitalist last week, Carl. This time, possibly not as favourable. Has to give them weight. Was set weights last week's race. So $1.80, which actually even in this six-horse field, he's actually a bit longer than he was last week. Anyway, are you on Capitalist's side?
I am. Yeah, last week he was going to carry 51.5 and be the bottom weight, but this week he's the top weight. I think there's a little bit to... Well, he was taking on older horses last week, but this, although he's up against his own age group here, there is a bit of depth for the race. Star Turn and Tango Rain certainly look capable of testing him, but I just think... You've just got to default to him. In his only loss, he pulled up lame, and it was a total forgive under those circumstances, and he runs second in the Todman. So, you know, you can put your faith in him. I've got him ahead of number 3, Star Turn. I think the first up run last campaign in the Blue Diamond Prelude was excellent. Solid on-speed effort. Third, number 4, Tango Rain, unbeaten from 2 starts. Expected to lead and take plenty of catching. And then for fourth, I've put in number 5, Mount Panorama, first up for the new stable.
Your best and value bets at Rosehill?
Best bet, as I just scrambled to find it, is race 6, number 5, Sacred Master. This horse resumes with a really nice effort off a good trial in the Winter Challenge behind Marinostro. First 4 horses in running were first 4 horses over the line. Sacred Master got back from the wide barrier, sat last, never in the hunt effectively, but was only beaten 2.8 lengths and ran the quickest final 400 metres of the race. Extra distance suits, it's Auckland Cup place getter, so no doubt the further it gets this campaign, the more Sacred Master will improve. The value bet comes up in the last, race 9, number 6, Dragon Flyer. Backed him both times this campaign where he's run third, he's got back and loomed up, and he's just got that annoying tendency to want to lay in under pressure late, which just prevents him from finishing a little bit closer to victory. Hopefully, third up, peak fitness. There does look a genuine tempo here. He'll get back from the wide draw. You know he won't be too far away. It's just a question of whether or not he'll get there in time.
Racing on the Parks track at Morfordville on Saturday, bar the hurdle, which is on the main track. And your best comes up in the sixth, Carl, a Clinton McDonald-trained horse who has been entered and scratched or not accepted for a few other meetings, has had a throat op, has been gelded, but you're expecting Danuki, race 6, number 5, to return a winner.
That's exactly right. It's a bit of a risk to back horses off a throat operation, but Clinton McDonald spoke positively about this horse during the week in the racing.com track work show. He was half wanting to run it at Caulfield in the Regal Roller Stakes alongside the likes of Girl Guide, Palantino, Fast and Rocking. Well, certainly not going to come up against that in Adelaide. There's a few nice horses, but you certainly wouldn't like to see how I'm the General would fare against that better luck back home in Melbourne. So Danuki on top for me, 6-4 favourite, probably looks a nice price for multis, and you can probably couple that into my selection in race 8, which is my value bet of the day, race 8, number 9, Patch Hero, a last start winner on the Parks track over 1300 metres. This horse won't get as far back, hopefully, as it did last time from barrier 8. I think it's dropped nicely in weight, 3 kilos. There's a little bit of depth to it. I think Golden Century's a key rival, and so is Go The Journey, who will go forward from the inside barrier. But Patch Hero, around about $10, I think, is a great each way bet.
Eagle Farm is the venue for Brisbane racing on Saturday, just a soft 5. Hopefully this track is consolidating and will race fairly and well. Your best comes up in the 6th, and that is number 4, Zinzan Eddie.
That's right. So Zinzan Eddie is the New South Wales visitor. I thought the last start effort was quite good in the Winter Challenge. It was an on-pace dominated race, as I alluded to by my selection of Sacred Master, but Zinzan Eddie settled just behind the leading pair, got within 3/4 of the length of the winner, Marinostro. But yeah, didn't think there was anything wrong with that effort, and also the run behind Oxford Poet Prior was just beating a neck on that occasion. Bit of a drop down in class, I think, heading up here to Brisbane. I think it can get the job done. Beckham's the main danger, but unfortunately Beckham again draws a wide barrier. It was a big effort last time, Beckham, 3 wide trip, no cover, and still ran on for second behind Lucky Tom. My value bet, though, comes up in the race just before, race 5, number 3, Man of His Word. Now, this horse has drawn the car park. Two horses I liked in this race off nominations, Quadtronic and also Man of His Word. They're both drawn the two wide barriers, 20 and 21. Man of His Word was excellent first up from a wide barrier, got back to last and flashed home for fifth at Doom, and I'm sure the bigger spaces of Eagle Farm will suit. And Quadtronic, really good debut effort, a bomb the start by a long, long way, and buck jumped as well. Still ran third at Ballina, and then smashed them as odds on favourites at Grafton, came to town and won at its third start. Those two horses, I'd be definitely coupling them up in the exotic.
There is a listed race at Belmont in Perth on Saturday. It's the Belmont Newmarket, a listed event over 1200 metres. And first among equals, who won the Bolton Sprint, beating basically the same field a couple of weeks ago, should win again, shouldn't it, Carl?
That's right. I've got first among equals on top for the reasons you outlined. I think Barry 4 just going to get that lovely run in the race. Rock Magic and Malibu Style do look the main dangers, but first among equals, I think, picks himself.
And do you have anything to tell us about your best and value bet?
I do. Race 7, number 7, Falcon Crest is my best bet of the day. This horse is to be ridden by Willie Pike for Grant and Alana Williams. A really good first up winner for this stable. And yeah, I think it can get the job done. And the value bet is another horse having its first up run for a new stable. That's race 4, number 8, Lockroy. This is a horse that used to race up on the eastern seaboard. And yeah, it wasn't too bad. Actually, I should say it's second up for the new stable. It was first up 7th last time. And yeah, its form in the Eastern Seaboard wasn't all that bad, up against the likes of Roger the Roman and She's a Virtue. But fairly a tricky 1,000-metre race, barriers all important, and Lockroy draws barrier 5.
Okay, you've also done the form for in a very busy week. In fact, it's been a busy month for you. You've done the form also for Tarapa and Riggerton Park in New Zealand earlier in the day, and there is a Group 2 at Tarapa. It's the Group Race 7, the Lisa Chittick Foxbridge Plate, over 1,200 metres at weight for age, and your best bet comes here, comes up here, the 3-year-old Saracino or Saracino.
Yeah, Saracino. He's a very nice horse. He's a 3-year-old colt. He's had 3 starts, he hasn't won a race yet, but at his most recent start he was placed in the Group 1 size produce over 1,400 metres, The winner there was Luna Rossa. The second horse was El Sicario, who, of course, came over to Australia and overraced badly in the Sydney-sized produce. But this horse, Saracino, he trialled really well back on August 2, over 1,000 metres. He's really ready to perform, I think, first up over 1,200 metres. In the weight for age conditions, he gets in really well for a three-year-old. So expect to see a Ford showing from this Murray Baker horse, and you'll probably see him come to Australia for the Caulfield Guineas.
All right. That takes care of a big... I should just note that your value bet at Tarapa is race 9, number 5, Lauberhorn. That takes care of a massive Saturday of racing around Australasia. Don't forget to pick up your winning post if you haven't already, with all your favourite features and form for Friday, Saturday and Sunday. Sunday, big day. There's a big card at Bendigo. There's also a massive Narromine Cup card. We've got form for both of those, plus Devonport and Sunshine Coast. Fields for everywhere else. And finally, our best $20 bet for the weekend. And I'm going to go with what I hope is a fairly safe one. Race 3, number 4 at Caulfield, Like a Day.
And I'll go 10 each way. Race 7, number 1, Smokin' Joey.
Okay, have a great weekend, everybody. Back plenty of winners. We'll talk to you next week on the Preview Podcast.